You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I really didn't know what to expect with Tim when he came in here, but Tim Marshall, what a motivation. Inspirational. His story is inspirational to me. You know, making your own way in the world isn't easy. I know I've been doing it. And I know you've been doing it, too.
It ain't easy.
It isn't. But that's part of the human experience, and we're all in this together. So let's talk about that human experience and that we're all in this together. Vivian is doing great. I have a new job now, Wanda.
I can't wait to hear.
Urine collector and measurer.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'm also Gunga Din. I provide her with water. I'm real good.
Really?
I'm real good. I wash my hands. I wash the stuff that
that's
collected
good to
in. But the most important thing I do is I know every day how much better my wife is getting. And it's amazing. I want to thank so much Betty DeMartini and her whole family that was supportive of her. You know, it hasn't been easy on Betty. And Betty gave up a lot. She made a lot of sacrifices to do this for Vivian. Financial, personal, physical, emotional, but she's a hero. She's a true American hero. And I'm telling you, Betty DeMartini, our life is better because of you. And it's going to be, and I'm going to hope and I'm going to work so hard to help make yours better too. But there's a lot of people out there that need kidney transplants, and people need to get out there and see if they can be tested. You call the Miami Transplant Institute or you call me and I'll help you. But if you really want to help somebody, you got to get up and do it. And you'll listen again. I'm going to keep referring to Tim. Tim talked about our guest in the early part of the show about doing something that's uncomfortable and getting out there and getting outside your comfort zone. This is a way to change the world. And yes, it's outside your comfort zone physically and emotionally, but it's a miracle. If you saw my wife's face and how the lines are going away and how the puffiness is receding and how I can actually see her ankles and how she doesn't have bruises and how there's no more scratches and how she's getting her twinkle back in her eye and her smile and her glow and her happiness and her bounce. Think I'm in love? Yeah, I think I'm in love.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. I mean, I know it's not you and Fluffy and Polo, but, you know, we got something special going on here with me and Vivian, and it's a love story. I want to get her on. We're going to bring Betty DeMartini on when they're both feeling better, and we're going to really have the most beautiful experience. But the most important thing to take away from all of this is that you got to be happy. You got to be involved in your community, and you've got to reach out. If we hadn't reached out and told our story, Betty would have never found us. She was looking for somebody like this. And so, again, I'm going to refer back to what Tim said. To be successful, you have to reach out. You have to go outside your comfort zone. You think I knew how to Facebook market? No, I didn't, and now I'm better than a Russian hacker. Yeah, exactly. I thought that was pretty good. You know, and we've got all kinds of people that watch our show. We've got rabbis that watch our show because they know that we've got the right spirit. We've got all kinds of people that get involved. We've had people today that watch the show from D.C. and Texas and Chicago, all over the country.
They can listen to it, too, online.
That's right. How do they do that, Wanda?
I think it's is it on Freed On Business?
That's right. They all do right. bit.ly. / Jim Live. They can hear us live. They can go to freedombusiness.com and hear our well over 1,000 interviews. They can see a lot of the things I've done with Vivian and with Bruce. Our segment today with Tim will be up real soon, and that's a great segment to replay because it's inspirational. You know, he says he's motivational. No, he's inspirational. Aramis, thanks for sending Tim our way. He was really inspirational. He really helped me. And today I used his principles to be more successful, and I think you can too. The number one takeaway, I think, is to not be afraid of doing something. You've got to take the step. If you don't take the step, you can't go on the journey. Oh, I like that. Hopefully you wrote that down in your book, Tim. So we've got a great show for you this week, next week, and every week. It's our goal here on Freed On Business to make sure that you have content that you can put to use today to make your life more successful. I talk about how I can help you with real estate deals. We try to bring people on the show that are refreshing and bring a good perspective, and it's just going to keep on getting better. We were supposed to talk today to two people that are involved in the medical marijuana industry, one of the people that owns one of the seven growers that are licensed in the state of Florida, and, of course, my niece, Nicole Freed, powerhouse girl that she is, who's going to, you know, runs that industry. So we're going to get them on in a future date. We're going to make sure they're here in Miami to talk about it. Maybe I'll even interview them live on tape while they're here over the holiday. But I want to make sure that everybody goes out there, has a great day. If you need some help with real estate, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need a fix for positive energy, well, you just go to our Facebook page or you go to freedombusiness.com and you look at some of those interviews, and we've got them all. We've got Dr. Ashwin Mehta talking about mindfulness. We've got Bruce Jaquel about branding. We've got some superior people. Tom Handler. Tom's going to be on the show next week. Tom is the big asset protection attorney out of Chicago. He helps all the big families protect themselves. And we're going to talk about what the changes in the tax laws mean to you. So make sure you stick with us next week on Freedom Business. And I guess this is sort of where I start the wrap.